Sister Faith Chang, a worker of the Lord with excellent virtues. When Brother Witness Lee was leading the full-time training in Taipei in March 1989, he mentioned the humanity of one who serves the Lord. Sister Faith Chang was truly a worker of this kind. In her humanity, she lived out excellent virtues through the divinity. Having extraordinary love, boundless forbearance, unparalleled faithfulness, absolute humility, utmost purity, supreme holiness and righteousness, and brightness and uprightness. Extraordinary love. What she consecrated, gave, and paid to the Lord, to the church, to her husband, to her co-workers, and to everyone who passed by her was all extraordinary. She cared for nothing but the needs of the Lord, His church, and the saints all her life. Her consecration was complete. Boundless forbearance. She had a boundless heart and did not take account of evil. During the several turmoils in the church, she stood with Brother Abraham Chang to restore many distracted people with boundless compassion and to confirm many unstable people with truth and life. Unparalleled faithfulness. Not only was she faithful to the Lord, but she was also faithful to her matches, her co-workers, and to this ministry of the Word in the Lord's recovery. Absolute humility. From her childhood, she was of great intelligence and wisdom, and full of courage, insight, and braveness. However, she became a lowly person after salvation. Under the brother's covering, she served and worked with her hands. She accompanied Brother Chiang to serve their generation, our generation, and even more, the next generation. Utmost purity. She was not only clean, but also pure. She served God and man with a clean heart. She was pure, and never blamed God or man, whatever the circumstances were. Supreme holiness and righteousness. Towards God, she was supremely holy. And towards man, she was supremely righteous. Towards God, she was a fragrant sacrifice. Towards man, she was full of compassion. Because she lost her mother from her childhood, she bore the responsibility to take care of younger brothers and sisters. After serving the Lord, she even more took care of the Lord's workers by nourishing and cherishing the Lord's lambs with complete tenderness. Brightness or uprightness. She lived and walked in light all her life, being thoroughly upright and forthright. She walked according to the truth and lived out the truth. In her clear spirit, she lived out the reality of the God-man honorably. Reminiscing all her life, not only did the Lord make her a gift given to His church for the benefit of the saints, but He also made her a pattern for the saints to follow. Furthermore, this kind of gift and pattern has become encouragement for the saints, so that we could advance with boldness.